Learning Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Beis, second gate, Perik Tis, chapter 9. We were speaking last time about the fact that our Maisim Tevim, our good deeds, and our good intentions, all are empowering the upper world, empowering Hashem. By empowering Hashem, so to speak, He's able to help us more. So therefore, we strengthen Him with our prayers, and then He strengthens us. And then with the extra strength that we receive from Hashem, we can strengthen even more. So it becomes like a spiral. Because we do mitzvahs, and that strengthens Hashem. And then He gives us the power to do more mitzvahs. And then we can do more mitzvahs, we can strengthen Him even more. And then He can strengthen us even more. That's the mechanism we have. That's the concept of being blessing. Blessing Hashem, blessing the upper worlds. So here He adds an important thing. And that is that befrat pektes, befrat ve'es amdeli spalel lefonim. This is especially true. And we're speaking about strengthening the upper worlds, but it's especially true when a person stands up to daven in front of Hashem. Asher b'shaita ha'miuchedes lo, that in special time, you know, when it is a time for davening, because we know there's a time for davening, there's a time for learning. And those two should not be mixed. But when it's time for learning, we have to learn. Time for davening, we have to daven. But when it is the time to daven, right? When it's a special time for davening, this is the main food. As in a sense, tefillah is the most powerful of the ma'asim tovim that we have. The most powerful of the mitzvahs we have is tefillah. It is the main foodstuff of the world, and to the soul of a person. Right, you're feeding upper worlds with your prayer, and you're feeding your own soul with your prayer, because your prayer can strengthen you. And we have to understand that prayer is really it's an expression of desire. So if this really is your wish, so in a sense, prayer mamish gets to the core of what the person is, because the essence of a person is his desire. What you want from your life is really who you are. You are what you want. So therefore, the core of the person is his desire, and prayer is the expression of your desire. It's what I want. You ask for what you want. You stand in front of Hashem and you say, I want this, I want this, I want that. So it's the expression of desire. So therefore, that's what makes it very, very powerful. I also saw, from one of the Sforim HaKadoshim, that prayer links to the capacity of Machshova. In other words, Chesed is more Maisa. Limud, learning Torah, is linked to Dibur, speech. And tefillah links to machshava, thought. Right? Kind deeds, that's action. Learning Torah, that's speech. And prayer is thought. And thought, we know, is the highest of the three. Thought is higher than speech or action. So that is the power of prayer. So therefore, especially in terms of giving power to upper worlds, we have to emphasize prayer. Kamosha kosa b'zoyah b'reishis, like it says in the Zoyah, mezoyina delay. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's food, slusa, is prayer. Hashem's food, right? Hashem wants breakfast. What's Hashem's breakfast? That's our prayers. Zoyna delay, the food of Hashem, so to speak, slusa is the prayer. The chashiva lakubuno, which is like a sacrifice. We know the sacrifices that they brought, animal sacrifices, and they burnt them on the altar. And it's called lachmi, korbani lachmi, the korban of my food. So to speak, we bring food to Hashem. That was the sacrifice. The sacrifice, so to speak, was food for Hashem. And now that we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, we don't have that food, so we have prayer instead of the korban. So prayer is Hashem's food. That's Hashem's main food. Mozen shelo tefillah anichsheves lekorban. The food of Hashem is prayer, which is considered like a sacrifice. Also, he brings in the Zohar, Parshas Emor, V'rivka Omra L'Yakiv. Rivka said to Yaakov. So if you remember, we were speaking about it not literally, but these are different attributes in the heavens. And Yitzchok, we know that Yaakov brought food to Yitzchok. Yitzchok represents Midas Hadin, the attribute of strict judgment. And in other words, when the world is judged with judgment, the world is treated with judgment. So therefore, Rivka sent Yaakov in. You know, it was before Esav could get, Esav representing the Sotan. Esav represents the Sodom, who tries to accuse the Jewish people, who tries to bring up all our bad deeds and tries to bring us that Hashem should punish us and destroy us. So before Esav should destroy the Jewish people, Yaakov had to come in as an advocate for the Jewish people and appeal for the Jewish people. And Yaakov, we also know, Yaakov represents the attribute of rachamim, midas harachamim, the attribute of compassion. And Hashem has compassion on us, that even though we sin, He gives us a chance to correct our sins. He gives us extra time to do tshuva and to correct our sins. So therefore, Rivka omen el Yaakov. So Rivka says to Yaakov, Isara ihu be'inun matamim delay. Arouse yourself. Let him arouse himself with these delicious foods. Yitzchak asked Esav to bring him delicious foods, and Rivka sent Yaakov in first with delicious foods that she prepared. So therefore she says to him, go in with the delicious foods. What are these delicious foods? We're talking about in terms of the upper worlds. What are the delicious foods? Yaakov is aroused from below. That's the, from below means from the actions of people, from our actions, the actions of Klal Yisrael. Yaakov is amitato mislabesh, and dresses himself. He covers himself, but slusim uvusim. He covers himself with prayers and requests. Those are the delicious foods that he brings to Yitzchok. Right, Yitzchok being midas hadin, representing an aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wants to feed HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his prayers and requests. So therefore, Hashem should send down His power to us. We should be feeding our Kodesh Baruch, and then our Kodesh Baruch should be doing miracles for us. So therefore, when Yaakov came in with the delicious food, which are, as we said before, his prayers and requests, so then Yitzchak said, who brought me this food? Wow, where did this food come from? The kamat sloisin v'usin, these requests, these prayers, where do they come from? I'm going to eat it all, it's so delicious. It's so fantastic, this food, I'm going to eat it all, I'm accepting it all. So Midas Hadin accepts all of the prayers of Israel, and then that can release tremendous heavenly help. Rivka Omer Yaakov, Rivka said to Yaakov, she's oirer, that he should arouse himself be'elu matamim shelah, with these delicacies. Yaakov mis oirer milamati, Yaakov is aroused from below, that's from this world, with our actions from this world, mislabesh v'tfilus v'bukoshus, and he dresses himself. You get dressed to go before you go to in front of a king, or a waiter, before he brings the food before his client, he puts on a special waiter's suit. So therefore, mislabesh, Yaakov dressed himself with prayers and requests. And then Yitzchak, when he brought him the delicious food, Yitzchak said, "Yomami eifu hatzad tzad, who's this who brought this hunted meat, this delicious meat? The kamat filus of the koshers, these prayers and requests. For oichel nikol, I'll eat it all." Over Pashas Pinchas, and also in Pinchas we have something similar. Veyoichel mitzayd benoi. There also mentions that he eats from the hunting of his son. Ilein inun slusin. These are the prayers. What's Midas Hadin eating from Yaakov, from the Bnei Israel? These are the prayers. The azlin umistarchin. Right, that these prayers go and they empower the Jewish people, that they can divorce, they can send away all the evil from the world, right? That they can push away all the evil from the world. Yoichel mitzayd b'noi, he eats from the hunting of his son. Elohim atfilas, these are the prayers. Ahilchis, the prayers itself, which proceed, they go ahead of him. Right? The prayers which have this power, umizgashus, and they push away the evil forces. B'zohar sham resh chavov, also in the Zohar, also over there in the same parsha, be'er kol seder kosov. It brings the whole order of the pasuk. It says in Shir Hashirim, "Achalti yari." I eat my yari. Yari was some sort of delicacy. Yari is literally a forest, but it's some sort of a honeycomb or something. Something that's a delicious. It's some sort of a delicious delicacy. So it says about the Shechina, the divine presence, eats this honey. He eats the honey, and that says. So that says the Zohar also, "Gamav seidem atveat fil." What the honey that he's eating are the prayers that he's eating. So to speak, we are Hashem consumes our prayers. He eats our prayers. That's his food. Come on, say the matzvah tefila kula, the whole order of the prayer. So our prayer has a special order: the first three brachas, the last three brachas, the middle brachas. So that Zohar explains that Shir Hashirim, when he sees he's eating his delicacies, he's eating these sweets. So it's all going on the order of the prayer, kula mireishisa atzif, from beginning to end, how these are, these please HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein v'rei mehemno, also in the Rehemahim, also the same idea, Pashu Gamken, I'll say that tefillah. They also explain that the delicacies we feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the order of prayer, Be'oif and Achik, so that's slightly differently, but also the same idea, that this is really the food of Hashem, is our prayers. V'sham Reshmim Aleph Beis, also in the Zohar there, Amar Reb Shimon, said Reb Shimon, Al Razadah, right, according to this secret we just said, that prayer is food for Hashem. Asil ba'anash lit'oim klum. It's forbidden to any person to eat anything. And this is halacha as well. The halacha is in the morning, we go up in the morning, we're not allowed to eat anything until we've davened. Not allowed to eat anything until you've davened. Unless a person's sick, he's very, very weak, then there's a certain heteri. But otherwise, we're not allowed to eat at all before we've davened. So that's what the Zohar brings here. Asil ba'anash lit'oim klum. It's forbidden for a person to taste anything. And the yechul malke ilo, until he first feeds the king of the world. First you feed the king. First the king eats. Afterwards the servants can eat. Right? So therefore, first you've got to feed the king. Umai ihu. And what's the food of the king? Tzleisa. That's our prayers. At the malke ilo ochil, until the king of the world eats. The hainu gimel rishonis, gimel achronis. Those are the first three brochas. Those are the last three brochas. That's our shmoneh esrei. That's our prayer. It came to ihu ochil. Once he eats. And then once he eats, he's ready to release his blessings. He's ready to send us all types of success. Amrab Shimon, I'll say the Osul Adam Bitoim Klum. According to the secret, it's forbidden for a person to taste anything until the upper king eats. And what is his food? It's filah. Until the king has eaten, Hainu Gimel Shenz, those are the first three brochas of the Shmoneh Esrei, the Gimel Achronis, the three last brochas. And then Kaim Shu Ochel, once he's eaten, then he's ready to go on with the business of the day. He's ready to help us. Ein sham bo'erich. Kol hakavona anal. It all follows the same idea that we said. Shehu hamshochus to sefes kedusha. That we're able to draw down additional kedusha, additional holiness, additional power, spiritual power, ubrocha. We're able to draw down blessing, heavenly blessing, unahiru, and heavenly light. We draw down brocha and light, l'kol almim, to all of the worlds, all of the upper worlds, not just to the physical world, but all of the spiritual worlds as well. Hamfosh b'zoya v'yichi, ein sham hetev, as explained there. Matzoy ha'oived amit, and therefore someone who's a true servant of Hashem, someone who's truly serving Hashem, l'chaven is that you should have intention for this, that he's mamish with his prayers, he's empowering Hashem, and so to speak, he's feeding him, he's giving him breakfast, serving breakfast to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his tefillah. Perek Yud, chapter 10. Loizu bilvad v'teves Baruch Ato. And it's not only when we say the words in prayer, we start all our prayers with the words Baruch Ato, blessed are you Hashem, Baruch Ato. It's not just the words Baruch Ato. Because Baruch Ato, we spoke about brocha. Brocha is empowering, right? Brocha is blessing. So it's blessing is what enriches. It's not just when you say blessed are you, which you're sending blessings to Hashem, you're enriching Hashem. It's not just those words. Sheperushahu, that Baruch, as we mentioned before in a previous chapter, that Baruch, the word Baruch means tosefes, adding. Blessed are you that you should have more, that you should be more. So therefore, the word Baruch is not only speaking about tosefes, adding to HaKadosh Baruch, tosefes, ribui, Baruch of a shefa, an addition of blessing and affluence and prosperity. Shaykh Zosa Kavon, it's not just on the words of Baruch HaTorah that we're adding power to Hashem. And Shagam Bechol Teva V'Teva, every single word of the prayer. Every single word that we say, we call nusach atzvil of the entire arrangement of the prayer, shayach gamken zoisa kavona kedusha, is also applicable this holy intention. That when you're saying prayers, you're empowering the upper worlds. He called teva miatzvil every single word of our prayer, or shall eiz of broch, or every word of any broch we say, hi ha oile lamala lamalo. This is what goes up. The words we say go up to the highest of worlds, goes right up to the essence of Hashem. Hagide mayre kalin v'gadfin. Through the masters of voices and wings. So the masters of voices and wings refers to angels or heavenly forces that carry our prayers up. And as we pray our prayers, so we say our words down here, so they're the words and they're the thoughts. Right? That's what we're giving. When we daven, there's the words and thoughts. And then the angels who carry up the words, the kalim, the voices, the gadfin, with wings, they carry up the thoughts, the word, the thoughts, the intentions and the words. The natlin lo, these forces take our prayers, lifol pulosa b'shasha elyoin, to enact the effect of the words, because the words have an effect, the words have a power, so to enact the effect of the words Right, b'shosh elyon at the upper root hamiuchad lo, which is special for the blessing of the worlds, for the empowering of the worlds. Behuf, and this is nase b'sei kaviyochol, and therefore the person who's davening kaviyochol, so to speak, becomes shutofishol yoytzer breishit. He becomes a partner to the Creator. He's a partner, he's a shutof to the yoytzer breishit, the one who created it all. Who created it from the beginning, which is Hashem. He becomes a partner to Hashem with his words and prayers. He's empowering Hashem to do more for the worlds and to help the worlds more, because obviously Hashem wants to help those who are in line with his intentions. Right? Just like any captain, any CEO, right? He wants to help his staff do the right thing. So if his staff is doing the right thing, so he gives them more power to do more and do more. When they're opposing him, when they're doing the wrong thing, so he withdraws his power from them. Right? He doesn't want them to go against him, so he takes away power from them. But when you're going with the Rotzon Hashem, we're working together with Hashem, we're doing that which Hashem wants for the world, so then he adds to our powers. And therefore, in terms of that, we are shutafim, we become partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Livna is to build, linta and to plant, kama vekama ilomis, and many, many worlds. Many, many worlds are added to the spiritual universe through our prayers. Moshe Kosev b'tikun yudches, as explained in the Zohar, tikun yudches, the kadbanash apik havolim v'diburim b'tzilusei, when a person releases the air, right? There's air in your speech, right? The air comes through your mouth, through your speech. So with the havolim means like the warm air, v'diburim, and words with his prayer. When a person releases the air and the words through his prayers, kama oifin poschin v'gad fayu upumai l'kabala loin. Right, so there are a number of birds. Birds doesn't mean literally birds, it means angels. There are a number of birds, paskin gadfai, who open their wings, upumai, and they open their mouths, the kabbalah loin, to accept our words. So to speak, they take our words in, we say the words, and these birds come and they accept, they swallow our words, and they spread out the wings, and then they carry our words right up to the highest of heavens. That's what it says in Koheles, ki oif hashamayim. It's the birds of the heaven. Again, it's not referring to literal birds, it's referring to heavenly forces, spiritual forces. Ki oif hashamayim, the birds of the heaven, yoyliches hakoil, they will carry the voice. Our voices, even though we daven very quietly, it doesn't matter how quietly you daven. The heavenly forces will carry our voice. Ubal kanafayim, the one with wings, right, he will transport the words. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes those words, uvoni behoin almin, and he builds them. He uses those words as building blocks to build upper worlds. The itma behoin, because it's said about these words, ki kasher shemayim achadoshim ayetz chadosha, as there will be new heavens and a new earth. Roz de milo, so the secret of the whole thing is that Hashem does. does continue to add to the world is osim dvorai beficha, is because I put my words in your mouth. In other words, so to speak, Hashem inspires us to daven, and Hashem, so to speak, helps us to say the right words. Osim dvorai, I will put my words in your mouth. If you're willing to be my agent, you're willing to be my agent in this world and to work for me in this world, so then I will give you the words. Hashem says, I'll put my words in your mouth, lintoy shemayim, so that with these words you will be planting new heavens. K'sha'odam oitzi havolim v'diburim b'tfilosei, when a person brings out the air and the words with his speech, kama oifes b'ischim kanfeim, a number of birds open their wings, or pihim, and their mouths, lekablam, to accept our words. Zeshekosu, that's what the Pasuk says, k'oifes shamayim yolich hazakul, the birds of the heavens will carry the voice of Baal Kanafayim, the master of wings, the angels with wings, will carry up the word. Hashem takes those words, he builds with it worlds, as the Pasuk says, just like there will be a new heavens and a new earth. The secret of the matter is this Pasuk that says, I place my word in your mouth, that the heavens should be set up. And another Pasuk, there's a pasuk that says that Hashem says to the Jewish people, Tzion, Tzion, that's us, we're called Tzion. Ami at, you are my people. Tzion, you are my people. Says the Zohar, Atikre, Ami, don't read it as my people, Ela Imi, with me. You are with me. Imi means with me. Ami means my people. Imi, you are with me. The Shutofi, you're in partnership with me. You're helping me to build up the world, to strengthen the world. So therefore, Altik, don't read it as Ami, my people, read it as Imi, that you are with me, you are my partners. Vakeinu Sham B'Tikun Samach Tes, also the same idea in the Tikun Ezor Samach Tes. V'amaskil Yovin Midaita, an intelligent person will understand himself. Shelo L'Tchinam Hutzuchu L'Tikun Tchina K'tana U'Tfila K'tzara B'Zu Kuf Ches Keinim, that it wasn't for nothing that there was a necessity that when it came to arranging the prayers, we know that before the Beit Sheni, before the Second Temple was built, so people used to make up their own prayers, used to come before Hashem and you'd just pray from your heart, you just say whatever you wanted to say. But at a certain point they felt that the Jewish people were getting weaker and weaker. They don't know how to compose their own prayers, they don't even know how to compose their own thoughts. So therefore the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, the men of the Great Assembly, which was 120 Chachomim, they were the ones who set together our Siddur. They composed the Shemoneh Esrei, they composed our Siddur for us. And that's the Siddur we have, is from the beginning of the Second Temple period. So therefore, he says, it's not for nothing that it was necessary to fix this prayer, this small prayer, Shemoneh Esrei. How long is Shemoneh Esrei? It's like 5 minutes of praying, 6 minutes of praying. It's not for nothing that to fix this prayer, in these short prayers, kazu kuf chof skenim, we needed 120 elders, 120 geniuses, right, the top minds of the Jewish people. Umihem kama nevim, amongst them a number of prophets, and Anshei Knesset Gedolah included a number of prophets, still from before, from the time of Golus Bavel, right? There were still prophets from first temple period who had survived into the second temple period. So therefore, 120 elders, and amongst them a number of prophets, Elishahema Hisigu. Right, they were all necessary. All these 120 sages were all required. They were all required to compose the prayer that we have, the Shemoneh Esrei we have. They were all required. Elishahema. Why? Why? Because Elishahema Hisigu. Because they are the ones who understood. They are the ones who grasped. Ruach Kodshim, with their holy divine inspiration, Masogus Nevu Elyona, with a prophetic grasp of what the power of prayer is, when Nehira Lehu Shvilin, they're called Sidrei Bereishis, and they were the people where the paths, the heavenly paths, were opened up, were lit up for them. And the great sages can look to the heavens and see, oh, those are the paths of the heavens. They understand the paths of the heavens. Those paths are lit up for them. They see like a highway with bright lights. So they see the paths, the called Sidrei Bereishis, of all the orders of creation. And all the different forces that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to create the world. That's the whole Seder Bereishis. Maaseh Bereishis is the secret of the creation, which is in other words the spiritual secret of creation. Upirkei Mekova, and also all the different parts of the divine chariot. Divine chariot refers to how Hashem runs the world. The secrets of Bereishis is how Hashem sets up the world, and the chariot is how Hashem runs the world. And those secrets of Bereishis and of the divine chariot, they knew it, they understood it. Lezois yostav etiknu matbeh brochas, and with based on that knowledge, they set up, they founded. And they set up for us the order of the blessings, right? The formula of the blessings. The blessings will follow a formula, right? Each blessing has its place, each blessing has its right order, and each blessing asks for something slightly different, and they have their spiritual meanings. Every broch has its own special force. The Haim Tiknu Matbeh Brochas, they were the ones who enacted the formula of blessings, of our tefillahs and all of the prayers, the Elu Tevis Dafka, and they chose each and every word. Imagine you've got 120 top Rabbonim, all sitting and deciding this word is in, this word is out, this word yes, this word no. Every single word of the Shemoneh Esrei has been weighed and decided by these Chachomim. Right, that they were able to see and grasp through which way could the light of this word, the light of this particular word, this specific word should shine down. Because they wanted to release these lights, they knew which lights had to be released, and they knew the power of each word, and therefore they arranged the prayers according to the power of each word, that each word should be in its right place to release the right type of blessing. A shehin itzrechas mo'oid, which is very, very necessary. Netikun ribui ulomas, in order to enact, in order to remedy, in order to set up the tens of thousands of worlds, of spiritual worlds, the Kriyas Elyonim, upper forces, the Sidu Merkova, and the whole arrangement of the divine chariot. Ukamaimrim Zal, as our sages have taught, Avoida Tzeich Gavoya. Avoida, our service, which essentially our service is our prayer. Our prayers are the needs of the heavens. The heavens need our prayers. They need us to daven them. But they've also given us the formula, the davening that we have to say. They've given us the words to say because they need our prayers. The heavens need our prayers in order to continue their operating as they do. Reserve inyan maimrum. So therefore the prayers that were fixed were for the needs of the heavens. And this is the idea of what Chazal say, Gemara in Yevamos, Shakodesh Bochu, Mesaive Letzfilosen Shel Tzadikim. Gemara brings the Hakodesh Bochu desires, he longs for the prayers of the righteous. That the righteous are the ones who desire to do the right thing. They really want to empower Kodesh Baruch. They want desire the Rotzon Hashem, the will of Hashem. And it's their prayers being an expression of desire, like we said before. Because when you want something and you say it out, you say, this is what I want. Right? You say out your desire, that's your prayer. So Kodesh Baruch desires the prayers of Tzaddikim. But Tanchuma, the Midrash Tanchuma, Pashas Tildes Omru, Uloma Nisakra Imohis. The Midrash asks, why were our mothers? Right, all of our ancestral mothers, that's Sora, Rivka, Rochel, and Leah, all of them, says the Midrash, they were all nisakrimois, they were all barren. They were all physically incapable of giving birth. None of them could naturally give birth. They just didn't, have the mechanism to give birth. So says the Midrash there, why were they barren? They're supposed to be the mothers of the Jewish people. Why should Hashem create them barren? Incapable of giving birth. Omer Reb Levi said, Reb Levi Shaya Kodesh Boch Mesaiva Letfilosen, because Kodesh Boch wanted their prayers, and when they started davening, then he was able to do miracles. He couldn't do miracles without them asking for it. So when Hashem wants their davening, and therefore he wants them to give birth as a miracle. And their birth should be miraculous because they're not capable of giving birth. So therefore, since Kodesh Boch wants their prayers, that's why he created them barren. All of them were barren. Bezoya told us, Pashas told us, Kuflamet Zayin Aleph, Tachazi, come and see, says the Zoya. Asrin Shnin Ishtoi Yitzchak im Itasei. 10 years, Yitzchak delayed with his wife. Yitzchak and Rivka, 10 years they waited for child. 10 years. Just waiting. 10 years of waiting. Velo Yelidus, and they didn't have any children. Ad the Tzalit Slusa, until they davened. Until they davened, 10 years passed, then Yitzchak said, all right, you have to daven. Until they davened, there was nothing. Begin, why? Because Hashem wants the prayers of the tzaddikim. He says he's not moving anything, nothing is going, nothing is moving on, nothing is advancing until you daven. I need your prayers, I want your prayers. So therefore, Yitzchak had to wait, Rivka had to wait, and there's a lot of pain. Right? We know that parents who are waiting to have children suffer terribly. They waited 10 years. Hashem said, no, you haven't done it, I'm not giving it to you yet. Because Hashem wants the prayers of the tzaddikim. My timer, what's the reason Hashem wants our prayers so much? What does he need our prayers so much? This is still the Zohar. What's the reason? Begin this, Rabbi Yisosef Ravus Kudsha, so that he should add and increase much holiness. Our prayers add holiness. Right? When we pray for something, that enhances the holiness. Our prayers make us more holy. So that also enhances the holiness of the upper world. And therefore Hashem needs our prayers because that enhances the holiness. That adds holiness to the entire creation. The kol mandi itzorich, right, for whatever it's needed. It adds holiness, the kol mandi itzorich, for all that is needed, for all that needs, that's loosened the tzaddikai. That all that requires, that needs, the prayers of tzaddikim. The prayers of tzaddikim specifically are the most powerful prayers. Bore o Eshrim Shana Nishnai Yitzchakim Ishtoi. Right, come and say it was 20 years. Sorry, I made a mistake. It was not 10 years, it was 20 years, because actually when he married her, she was still a small girl. So he waited 10 years until she was mature. And then when she was mature she could give birth, so then she didn't give birth. So then they waited another 10 years. So altogether they waited 20 years. 20 years Nishnai Yitzchakim Ishtoi. For 20 years Yitzchak and his wife waited Velo Yolda, and she did not give birth, Achi Spalel Tfilosi, until he davened his davening. And this is because Hashem desires the prayers of tzaddikim. Mawatam, what's the reason? Kadeshis Rabbi, Visvasev, Tisefis Kedusha, in order to increase and adds to the additional holiness, l'kol mishat tzorich, to all that requires l'tfilosim and tzaddikim, all those upper worlds that are waiting for the prayers of tzaddikim to flower, to come out of themselves, to expand as they need to. The kosum of furish, and also it's an explicit pasuk in Mishlei, and it says tfilas yosharim ritzoinu, the prayer of the yosharim, of the straight ones, of the righteous ones, ritzoinu, that's the desire of Hashem. And therefore, Kor Razal is Inyan Atfila, and that's why our sages call prayer Dvorim Ha'oimdim Beruma Shel Olam. As Chazal, you know, we sometimes we disregard our prayer. Oh, quickly, I've got to daven mincha. Let me rush. Let me go daven. Right. So we sometimes don't give importance to our prayer. But our Chazal, and this is a Gemara in Brochus, our Chazal call prayer Dvorim. These are words Ha'oimdim Beruma Shel Olam, which stand at the heights of the spiritual universe. They are items. They are things which stand at the highest element, the highest part of creation. Hainu, which is to say, Shadvorim Atzma. What does it mean, things that stand at the heights of creation? That's the words themselves. The words of prayer, the very words that we pray, those words, Tevas Atzvila, the words of the prayer, Oimdim Beruma Ulomus, they stand in the upper worlds, at the top of the upper worlds, at the top of the heavens. Ubezor V'yakel, also Parshas V'yakel, Resh Aleph. About the prayer of a person, it's the service of spirit, it's spiritual service, serving in a spiritual capacity, it's spiritual service. That stands up with high secrets, uppermost secrets, and people don't even know the haitzlusa de banash. People don't even know that the prayers of people, Bokan Avirin, they crack through the airs, they crack through the heavens. Bokan Rakin, they crack through the skies. Paschas Psochim, they open up doors. They open up heavenly doors, heavenly gates. The Salkaleil, and they go right up to the very top. Tfilosrit al Odom, the service, the prayer of a person. He avoidus haruach, is the service of spirit. He omedus besoidus elyonim, it's the highest of secrets contained in the prayers. Ubnei Odom Einam Yoidim, people don't know shit. Philosophical Odom, the prayer of a person, Boikas Avirim, cracks through the heavens, Boikas Rakim, cracks through the skies, Vesochas Psochim, it opens doors, Va'ila Lamana, goes up to the uppermost worlds. Va'ain Ba'amad Beis Sham, and Afresh Beis, Amad Aleph Resh, Amad Beis, also at all sources that he brings, Neirois, Niflois, Niflois, Inyan Aliyas, Komila, Vemila, Datzlusa. How awesome and how wondrous it is. What tremendous miracles lie in the fact that every single word of prayer goes right up to the highest of heavens. Ubereish passes Eschonon, also in the Zohar, in Parshas Eschonon, it says of Shaita the Tzlusa Kaima, at the time when it's the time of prayer, called Inun Milun, the Apik Barnash, all of those words that a person says, Mipuma, that he says from his mouth, that come from his mouth, Mahit Tzlusa, with that prayer, Kulun, Salk, and the Elo, they all go up to the highest of heavens, Ubokin, Rakin, they crack through the skies, Adumatu, until they come to the throne of glory, Misatre, and they crown HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The words themselves form a crown for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which empowers the Hashem, right? But the king, the more the king is glorified, so the more powerful the king is. Shasa Tfilah Kol Eidu Amilim, at the time of prayer, all of those words, Sha'odah Moiti Mipiv, which a person says from his mouth, but tefillah, he with that prayer, kulam oilim lamala, they all go up to the heavens, boikim rakim, they crack through the skies, achimagim, till they get to the throne of glory, umisatrin, and they crown Hashem. V'humo oire koilid l'sati, here comes a beautiful idea. V'humo oire b'koilid l'sata, and a person is able to arouse with his voice down below. Like when we pray, we're down in the lowest of worlds. This world is the lowest of worlds. It's a person who's standing in this world with his voice of this world. It's his regular voice, his regular speaking voice. Right? The same voice you hear on the cell phone, yeah? Whom is Eya Bekuil Lesato? He's able to arouse with his voice down below, is Hakuil Ha'elion, the upper voice. You know, it's just like you have an echo, right? You shout into a mountain, the mountain range shouts back. So you're able with our voices to arouse an upper voice, a koil elyon, so to speak, the voice of Hashem, so to speak, responds. Koil godel, a very powerful voice. Koil godel. Hayadu b'zoya, as is known by the Zoya. The Zoya speaks out this huge voice. Kol Hashem b'koyach. We have the tehillim we say on Friday night. Kol Hashem b'koyach, the voice of Hashem with power. Koil Hashem shoy v'arozim, the voice of Hashem that breaks the cedar trees. A huge voice, like a like a thunderous voice, the huge voice of Hashem. So that's called the upper voice. So the lower voice, the wall, the voice down below, arouses the upper voice. As it's brought in a number of places in the Zohar, the slusa, salka, la'am shocha, be'kor, be'umka, de'kulo. Or the prayer that goes up, it draws down blessings from the deepest of places, the deepest place of the world, who call la godl, which is the voice of Hashem. The voice of Hashem responds, and that sends down all the blessings that we receive. And that's what we speak about when we say right when Yaakov Avinu came to Yitzchok. So Yitzchok was a bit puzzled. He wasn't sure if it was Yitzchok or Yaakov. He said, "Hakol Kol Yaakov, the voice is the voice of Yaakov." I didn't really understand what's going on. I thought this is Esav bringing me delicious food, but the voice is the voice of Yaakov. So on that chazal, the voice, Hakol, that's Kol Yaakov, Shelakol Tfilas Odom. And what does it mean, the voice of Yaakov? Shelakol Tfilas Odom. Because at the voice of a man's prayer, that's the voice of Yaakov, that's the Jewish people, we are Yaakov. So the voice of man's prayer, which is the voice of our prayer, Misoirer, is able to arouse Lumosa correspondingly. It arouses correspondingly. Just like when you say to someone, hello, so he responds, he says, hello. He says, hello, hello. And he responds. So to speak, we speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we dub to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we arouse, he responds. So he arouses, he answers us in turn, HaKoyel Elyon, with his upper voice. And that is what releases all the blessings on us. And as we are able to bless the upper worlds, and then the upper worlds bless us. L'chein Dash Rizal. And that's why Chazal explained, Tainis, in the Pasuk in Tainis, Al Pasuk, Nosna Lai Bekoylo. There's a pasuk that says that he comes to me with his voice, he burdens me with his voice. We'll see what this is talking about in a minute. He burdens with me his voice. Al kain sinasi, I hate it. He burdens me with his voice, and therefore I hate it, says Hashem. So what's this going about? What's this burden on Hashem that he comes with me his voice and he burdens me and I hate it, says Hashem. Amu zesh liach tzibu she'en hogun. This is talking about a chazan who is not a proper person. Chazan who davens, but he's not a tzaddik, and he's doing it to show off. He wants to show off to everyone, all his friends. You know what a nice voice he has, right? He thinks it's a concert hall that everyone should see what a tremendous singer he is. So therefore, there he doesn't have the right kavanas. He's just doing it to show off. So therefore, that's called the shliach tzibur she'en hogun, reitzalema, which is to say. Which comes, it's only his voice. Because Hashem doesn't respond to such a voice. Right? You speak to Hashem inappropriately, you speak to someone in the wrong way, he doesn't answer you. If you insult someone, he doesn't answer you. He doesn't say hello, he doesn't say hello back, because you're upsetting him. So therefore, this chazan, who's acting inappropriately, so his voice is alone. It's only his voice. The other voice, Hashem's voice, doesn't respond. Because his voice doesn't arouse the upper voice. And therefore he burdens me with his voice. Levad, it's just his voice. Because I'm not interested in that voice. Al-Kain. And therefore I hate it. Therefore Hashem says, I hate it. Now the intention of all of our prayers to arouse Hashem's blessing. Our prayers are for this, to honor Hashem. It's for the sake of Hashem, not to honor ourselves. And therefore, Hashem, therefore that prayer remains alone. That's what Hashem hates. That's what the Pasuk says concerning the right intention of prayer. The right intention is to please Hashem, is to honor Hashem, is to glorify Hashem. So therefore, Hashem places his voice before his army. In other words, when Hashem's voice is released, so behind Hashem's voice comes armies and armies of angels who are ready to bring down Brocha. Hashem responds, when the king comes out, the king doesn't come out by himself. He comes out accompanied by his soldiers, by his troops, by his ministers. They all come out with the king. When the king emerges from his palace, so all of his troops and everything emerge with him. So that's the pasuk here. Hashem nosen koiloi. His voice comes out lifnei chelo, before his whole army that follows him out. And that's the army of angels who are ready to bring down brochas on us. Lezois. And for this reason, afshe koru rezal. For this reason about the voice. Therefore, even though our sages have taught that the idea of tefillah is really the service of the heart, because the main part of the prayer is intention, The main part of it is our intention. So therefore the real tefillah is called the service of the heart, because the heart is the thoughts, the heart is the intentions. In koze, but together with this, Agmur Mikroi, we've learned from the Psukim, Mikroi the Chana. We learn a lot of the laws of prayer from Chana. When Chana was davening to Hashem that she should send a child to her, and that child was Shmuel Hanavi, one of the greatest prophets who ever lived. So when we learn a lot of our laws of prayers from Chana. So when Chana, we learn from the Psukim of Chana that when she was davening, that so she yachtzich besfosov, you have to actually cut the words with your lips. You have to actually say the words. It's not enough to think the thoughts. Even though the main part of prayer is the intention, but you have to have the voice, and the voice requires the lips and the teeth to cut the words. You have to say the words, right? And that arouses, as we mentioned before, the upper voice from above. It's our voice arousing the upper voice, and that can bring down all the brachas that we so much need.